Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory Number 91, Toy Story Midway Mania. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 91 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. It's another cold and wet spring morning here in Kentucky. While I could be downhearted because spring still seems to be a week away according to weather reports, I'm actually not. The Louisville Cardinals are rolling in the NCAA tournament. And even more exciting, today we're putting the down payment on our first Disney cruise. That's right, it's gonna happen. The whole family is getting together for my dad's birthday at the end of January. We've decided on a 4-day cruise on the Magic through the Caribbean. We're so excited. Hey, if you're gonna be cruising around that time, drop me a line. I'd love to maybe meet up with you. But let's get to reliving our favorite Disney World memories. Today we're continuing a request from Mandy. She requested both Buzz Lightyear and Toy Story Midway Mania, and today we're gonna get the second half of that request. Mandy continued her request. Although I've only been on Toy Story Mania twice, I love it due to the fact that I'm a huge Toy Story fan and I can't get enough of the atmosphere and music. Alright, so when I was heading to California for my brother's wedding a few years ago, I couldn't wait to get to DCA to catch a ride on this new attraction. Sadly, I was a little disappointed. The graphics in the attraction are beautiful. The games are actually kind of fun. And the atmosphere, though, around the attraction is great. But the story is very weak in my mind. I was hopeful this summer that the new land at Disney's Hollywood Studios would be amazing and make up for the ride's shortcomings. It was a major improvement over California, but it still suffers in my mind from being a video game with an imposed time limit. And in addition, the spinning for small children is so uncomfortable. My first ride in California, I didn't even get to play because I spent the entire ride holding my daughter from falling over and banging into the wall, at which point the attraction becomes completely nothing. But I'm sure most of you won't agree with my assessment again, so of course I tossed the idea out on social media to see what everyone else thought, and here's what I heard from you. On Facebook, Ian wrote, "This is such a cool ride. I love the theming in the queue. The animatronic Mr. Potato Head is awesome, and the game is great too." Frederick also wrote on Facebook, "We were disappointed when it was being refurbished for our 2010 trip and weren't able to see all of what all the hype was about. However, in 2012, we rode it for the first time and we were not disappointed. It's really a fun ride, and seeing Mr. Potato Head in the queue area is such a big part of the experience. I don't know when our next trip is, but I'm looking forward to riding it again." And finally, I got an email in response to my post on Twitter with this story from Samantha. She wrote, "My favorite memory of the ride was the first time I took my parents on the attraction. We have gone to Disney together every year since my Disney College program in 2007, and the first time they rode it was in 2009, I believe. My dad's a huge Toy Story fan. It's his absolute favorite. The entire ride, we heard them yelling and laughing and trying to beat each other, and this became a staple on our trips. We have to fast pass the Toy Story Mania as soon as we walk through the gates at Hollywood Studios, and they will never let anyone else ride with them. Winner normally gets a turkey leg or a Dole Whip." All right, I agree with all of you. The theming is awesome, and Mr. Potato Head is just so much fun to watch. But the game is just so-so in my mind. Anyways, so, like I said before, the first time I rode it was in California. I did attempt to record the ride, but due to user error on my part, I hadn't recorded anything from the entire day. So when I was in Orlando last summer, I did manage to get the attraction recorded, and that's the memory we're going to listen to. It's a rainy summer night in June, and I hope to catch one final ride before the park closes. I've been hiding in the Great Movie Ride from the thunderstorms that have been going on outside. My shoes are soaked, but I have electronic equipment that I just can't get wet, so we'll slip on our poncho and make our way through the storm to the back of the park. As I arrive, they claim it's a 40-minute wait. It was really 10. And I recently heard on a recent WDW Today podcast that they do this to help deter folks from trying to ride at the end of day instead of closing the ride early. And it worked. Anyways, I'll slip into the line, take off my poncho, and spend a few minutes in the queue listening to Mr. Potato Head before it's my turn to ride. Today's memory is in binaural and recorded with the new recorder, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we spin through another Toy Story adventure.
there a single rider option?
We do not have a single rider. We have standby or fast pass.
All right, standby. Is it still 60 minutes?
It's probably between 40 and 60 right now.
Okay. Not mine, right?
Do that, kid? What? Thank you. two?
Just me.
Just you? Oh. Took it out of the gate.
We do have a single rider just here.
Kinda.
Yeah. Just one.
Can you go to right in front of this right here?
Sure.
All right, thank you. I'm going to have you guys go right there.
Strategies?
I've read a couple on the internet.
Have you played before?
Yeah.
Okay. I've only done it once in California, so I haven't done it here.
Alright. I think it's the same.
That's what I understand, but I haven't tried.
Hey, welcome to our practice game.
Jeff, hold the strike.
Lock those pies.
Party time.
Coming in fast.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I think they've gotten the hang of it. Way to play, everyone!
Now you get to score a point!
Yeah, you're kicking my butt.
My arm!
You are clear in the
right
place!
Yes, sir! Time for moving!
I am not your mother! Break those plates!
That's why I'm just doing like this. don't know if it's any easier or not. The only problem is I'm forgetting to let it go all the way back in. That last one hurt.
Looking down on their score.
Oh, you did way better than me on that last one.
Except. Yeah, that's why I caught you as the last two. 165-900. Yeah, what's scary is like the high scores on the days and stuff like that.
Yeah. Those people must like read the internet things.
And live it, yeah.
Best things. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard there's ways to like team up and stuff or whatever, but yeah, if you like both hit something at the same time or whatever, and then all of a sudden things.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's fun.
I love it. There's also a version for Wii and PS3.
Yeah.
Too, but I don't know if they like give you an attachment.
It's nothing like this. Yeah, yeah. You still got something else.
No?
That's because you weren't participating in shooting the big targets.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's no way to get those other numbers. It's insane. Out here by yourself then, or is your family on this side of this?
They're somewhere back, but we're in an even number, so I said I'll
yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks for running.
Thanks once again to Mandy for the request, and thank you to all of you that took the time to like, comment, and share with us your memories. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list. Or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, whatever your social media of choice is, to just help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you want to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support this show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which we heard in today's show, which is, you can hear, already greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.